Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you. Hey, Cecilia, I found this really weird thing.
What?
In Chinese culture, is it normal to persuade others to get divorced?
Why? No, we have a saying. It is better to demolish 10 temples than one marriage. 俗话说，宁拆十座庙，不毁一桩婚啊。
Well, a few days ago, I read that a celebrity couple got divorced, and the comments were all congratulating the actress. When did a divorce become something to celebrate?
Well, in some cases, it is. I know which couple you are talking about.陈思诚和佟丽娅嘛，他俩离婚，那真的对很多人来说都是大快人心啊，大家恨不得奔走相告。
Why is that?
Well, even as onlookers, we felt somewhat uncomfortable about this marriage. 尽管只是作为旁观者哈，我们都能感觉到他们这段婚姻啊，总是让人感觉怪怪的。那旁观者，我们用 onlooker 这个词。
What went wrong?
那今天的节目，我们就来聊一聊这个话题。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。其实归根结底啊，大家不看好这对的原因呢，还是觉得他们在婚姻里的位置是不对等的。
You mean they don't match? Well, I think the actress is just gorgeous and the husband is very talented, right?
Well, that depends. Maybe he does have some sort of gift, but his works, well, not my favorite.
Why? Is he not handsome enough for you?
It's not about appearance. It's more like, well, do you know what's the word used to describe him by most people? 油腻.
油腻. Isn't that a word used to describe food?
Yeah, but now it's also used to describe men. 油腻两个字里面包含了太多的信息啊。由于文化差异呢，英文当中没有百分之百对应的概念，特别是这个神韵就很难传达。但是啊，我们可以借鉴英文里的油腻，然后呢，视具体情况来具体翻译。
Oh, you know, in English, we use the word oily to describe someone trying to be too polite, in a way that is annoying.
嗯，那原本 oil 就是油的意思，结尾呢加上 y 变成形容词 oily， 可以用来形容油质的，或者是包含油的东西。那比方说女孩子常说的油性皮肤就可以说是 oily skin。 那同时呢 oily 还有一层意思， too friendly and polite in a way that is not sincere， 也就是说过于的友好和礼貌以至于显得不真诚了，也就是我们常常说的油腔滑调。
For example, I always thought he was an oily politician and I'm glad he's gone. Another example,He smiled an oily smile and I saw two gold teeth.
他露出了一个油腻的笑容，让我看到了他的两颗金牙。 This reminds me of another word, greasy.
Yeah, greasy is more negative than oily.
嗯，相比 oily 来说呢， greasy 这个词带有更多的贬义，比如说形容油腻的食物，
greasy food.
油腻的头发，
greasy hair.
油腻的皮肤，
greasy skin.
嗯，那同样的，它也可以用来形容人过分的虚伪、谄媚，甚至是肮脏不检点等等。
For example, oh man, that party was so greasy. I thought I was gonna drown in all that bacon fat.
天哪，那个派对也太油腻了，我以为我要淹死在培根的油脂里了。那其实呢，这句话就是形容派对上的人都非常的虚伪。
Whitney was acting greasy, so we stopped being friends.
嗯，那除了这两个词本身含有油腻的意思之外呢，还有很多词汇是形容令人讨厌的、虚伪的、过度礼貌的、谄媚的等等一系列油腻的延伸含义啊。比方说这个 fulsome， 它就表示令人生厌的、过分恭维的。
Her praise for the president is fulsome.
Or this word cheesy， 它表示俗气的、低劣的。For example, the jewelers have been advertising this completely cheesy heart-shaped pendant. 那珠宝商一直在宣传那些俗气的心形吊坠的广告。
What's wrong with a heart-shaped pendant? I thought you girls love them.
你怕是没有听过一个星星石头的故事啊，改天讲给你听。那扯远了， let's get back. When I said they were not equal in the beginning, I don't mean their appearance or talent, but the way they get along in marriage.
I see.
So the husband was caught cheating more than one time.那男方好几次被抓到出轨啊，那出轨我们除了可以说 cheat, 还可以说 have an affair. Affair 在这里呢就指婚外情。
Or we can use the word stray.
Yeah, stray 这个单词呢本身是指迷路、走失。那有的人就会形容外遇这件事情是一时失足嘛。所以呢 stray 在这里也指在别处沾拈花惹草。
For example,Why would Chen stray when he had such a beautiful and kind wife?
Yeah, that's a good example and a good question. 其实大家最不理解的就是这点啊，这个佟丽娅这么美，事业也这么成功，为什么在婚姻里总是好像不是很自信的样子呢？是不是被 PUA 啦？
You mean pickup artistry?
Yeah, it includes methods of destroying a woman's self-esteem, setting emotionally manipulative traps to prevent women from leaving.Pressuring women to change their personalities to become more compliant.
I've heard that in some worst cases, they even encourage suicide and exploit women financially.
Yeah, that's evil. Women are routinely criticized for their age, weight, or any perceived failing.
I think they already have exposed Pua's usual tricks. Why are such things still happening?
I believe the root lies in China's gender inequality. Pua is an easy scapegoat.Focusing on it simplifies the complexity of the tragedy. 这个 PUA 确实可恶啊，但是一定是有这种性别不平等的传统观念为他提供了土壤，他才能够这么的猖獗。
Yeah, but some PUA programs seek to capitalize on that inequality, openly teaching misogynistic techniques.
Capitalize on 指利用，也就是说这个 PUA 利用了这种观念，大肆的宣扬歧视女性的所谓技巧。这个 misogynistic 就是指歧视女性的、厌女的。
I don't think PUA will ever work with you, will it?
No, never. You want to mess me up, make me doubt myself? Only myself can do that. I'll never let anyone decide how I look at myself. Mess up 就是指使某人心情恶劣或者精神崩溃。那大家千万千万不要让别人来左右你的情绪，更不要让别人来决定你怎么看待自己。
Okay.That's a good ending for today's show.
Is it? 那这期节目就到这里啦。最后再告诉大家一个好消息。最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人艾伦老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。
This is Colin. Thanks for listening.
This is Cecilia. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。